The limits of anonymity. Some people feel the internet gives them the right to comment on anything while keeping their identities hidden. But a recent legal case in the U.S. could change that perception. A district court judge in Idaho ordered a news blog to name the reader who wrote an anonymous remark about a local politician. The judge ruled that the comment damaged the politician's reputation by suggesting she had stolen money. The judge said the law gives people the right to anonymous free speech, but it does not allow them to make unproven accusations about others. In light of this ruling, some news websites now require people to submit their contact information before commenting on an article. Other sites use a system that gives preference to comments written by readers who use their real names. Another reason news websites are making these changes is that discussions between anonymous readers often become abusive or offensive. News website owners fear this is scaring away advertisers who do not want to pay for space next to such remarks. They also believe that encouraging people to identify themselves will build trust among readers.
Questions. Number 15. What did the district court judge in Idaho decide? Number 16. What is one thing that some news websites are now doing?